Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We have a great show today. You know, you watch the show all the time. And of course, you know, we talk about wellness. We talk about what it takes to be strong, what it takes to be well, both mentally, physically, spiritually. And of course, you watch the show, you watch other podcasts, you maybe watch Joe Rogan and Lex and some of the other big ones around the world. And of course, one thing that they're all doing is they all do spying. It's so important to get into a wellness spa to start your day or end your day or in the middle of the day, any part of the day. So we wanted to bring a real leader in the wellness space on the show, and specifically luxury wellness, because when you hear about the luxury wellness solutions that Perfect Wellness Group is able to accomplish, not only for a home, but for hotels and spas, some of the biggest name brands throughout the country and throughout the world, you're going to be amazed at what they're able to do. So we've been able to book, very fortunately, Federico Caco. And he is the CEO at Perfect Wellness Group. He's from Italy. He's got a great background and experience. He's headquartered, of course, in New York City. And he and his team are just doing a great job in North America. So I'm very excited to have Federico on the show today. Federico, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Hello. Thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I'm going to pull my glasses off right now because I'm going to settle back. I'm going to feel well. I'm going to feel strong. I need to get into one of your high-end spas myself. I wish I had one right here in my room with me. But before we get started, let's pull the lens back. Federico, tell us about Perfect Wellness Group from a high level, and then we're going to get into it.
Amazing. Perfect Wellness Group was established 9 years ago. We just completed, we're on the line of 10 years, and it was born as a distributor of wellness equipment from Italy. And you see, one of the biggest challenges when you start to talk about equipment is about certification. So the biggest issue is that many European manufacturers, they were not able to sell in this market for many different reasons, but one of the biggest is the certification. So once we've been able to work with EFE, which is a leader worldwide in terms of manufacturing wellness equipment, which they did a great investment on certifying all their line, we were able to ensure the right of distribution for North America, including Canada and US. And that's where the journey started. But just from there, we understood that just being buying and reselling products without adding any value was not part of our core. So we decided to get in a different direction. So in 2019, after 4 years, I decided to buy off the company from my partners. And we established in the right way. And the right way is applying the wellness, really talking, what is wellness? Is just a sauna, is just a steam, or is a full concept of different kind of aspect that impacting your life? So that was the consideration on the table. And we opened an office in New York. I say we because me and my amazing team, as you can imagine, I was considering a startup even after 4 years of evolution. So we were intrigued. We opened this in a shared space in New York office, and we start to visit the different kind of market that we have, because as you mentioned, we work with residential, but also with products. So, and long story short, in the last 5 years during COVID, we start to deliver our first facility commercial, and that helped us a lot to share, to spare our name. Why? Because many people at the beginning, they were knowing about our products because they were going to Paris, to cruise ship, and they were seeing what our mother company did around the world. But in the US, we were pretty new. So we decided to approach a different kind of aspect of the sales. So we approached first the commercial part. So people, they were able to try our products in commercial spas, like the biggest spa in New York, in Governor's Island, was done by us. And when people, they try it, they say, oh, that's nice. I want the same in my house. So, and because of that, we were able then to achieve our goal to start a good distribution also in the residential, because we had the commercial references. And the way that we approached the commercial part was still in the wellness. So offering the best experience since the planning, the supplying of the products, the product management, which was the biggest problem of importing products from Europe, is the execution, installation, taking care that everything is set up correctly. And then all the second part, who takes care of my products after I install it? So we took care also of after sales. So going back to the focus of Perfect Wellness as more reality with three people, after 5 years is about 30 people, three offices, one in New York, some we're opening now in Miami and Los Angeles, and a story of people that with different backgrounds that we get together and we try to offer any kind of aspect of wellness in the buying process. So from the planning till taking care of you after the products have been installed.
Yeah, I love it so much. Of course, Federico, when we think about what you've done, the entire group, the entire team has built this name of quality, this name of luxury. You don't take any shortcuts on the product. Everything's the best of the best woods, the best way to attach the sauna and the other wellness products that you design. The installation team is top notch. And then of course you have this incredible sort of post way in which someone buys something or installs something of yours. And then you give them, I'm going to call royal treatment after the sale as well. So they know that you're going to be there every step of the way, all the way through the life cycle of the product. What is it about your team that makes you get up in the morning? In other words, is your primary focus on the customer? How do you look at the customer when you wake up in the morning? Are you thinking about the commercial customer or the residential customer? Or right now, are you looking at both paths uniquely in your company?
Okay, I want to answer to these two questions combined in a very simple way. I grew up and my grandfather had a little shop in Italy, and was telling me, listen, and it was the only barber shop in this small town of thousands of people, just few hundred, actually, thousand people. And he was saying, Federico, if you have to do something that you do in the bad way or in the best way, it takes the same time. Actually, if you do in the bad way, it takes double because you need also to correct. So that inspired me to look for the excellence, to always look for the best, okay? If I have to do something, I prefer to do in the good way. And what I think is motivating the team to achieve such results and why we did that in such a short time is that leading with example and show them that doing stuff in a good way, we can achieve incredible results. Okay. And that helped a lot the company culture to achieve the best in every single department. And as a company where we were not able to achieve something in the way that we wanted from our third-party contractors, we made it, okay? So installation were not good, we create our own team, we invested money, we put the focus. So what really motivates the team, I would say, is the mission that we are accomplishing and the fact that what we put on our timeline, we don't care, we're gonna do it and we're gonna make it in exactly the time. And seeing the face of our customers very happy or realizing dreams for the Mrs. Kelly that comes to us just for the single house, her home private sauna, or like achieving the Ritz-Carlton Hotel and delivery to massive projects is something that makes you proud of what you do. Okay. So, and that's answering part of the second part of your questions. What are you looking for? We have two divisions, one that is really focused on residential through our distribution to dealers for standard products, and another one for commercial. I would say that my roots are more on the commercial side. I like the large spas and stuff that comes together with that, but I still like the simple, realizing the dream of the person that has been a user of the spa and finally can afford or finally goes to achieve something in their private house, okay? So I like, I wake up in the morning just to think that my mission is to offer the best and that I can do. So independently if it's residential or commercial.
Yeah, I love it. I want to talk to you, of course, about the five-star luxury commercial spaces you guys are involved with. But before I do, something that really resonates is you really work with eco-friendly materials. In other words, you have a very careful attention to detail. You never produce anything that's harmful to the environment. You never use anything that emits harmful substances into the air. How important that is that as part of sort of your corporate culture right now?
Is incredible. I think this is the most important part because, you know, we're going into a system where we're burning a lot of natural resources, but in the same time, the spa is a connection with natural materials, okay? For instance, you want to redo a bathroom to make it like spa-oriented. You're gonna put wood floor everywhere from the bedroom till the bathroom because that's the trend. So considering that when we're talking about our products, we have a lot of natural materials, wood, different kind of type of insulation stuff. We're trying to use manufacturers and suppliers that they can support that. Wow. For instance, in the sauna, there is a program that certified that if you take some wood, a company replant the trees. Okay. So it's a sustainable wood sourcing. We don't use any chemicals in the sauna, so we keep the material as much natural as possible. And even, for instance, the insulation inside of the saunas, we're not using just any kind of insulation foam, but we're using some special insulation that doesn't release any chemical, okay? Any small dust or stuff that can be bothering the people. Now, or other processes, for instance, the trend now is to have very dark woods in the saunas. We love that and we are proposing that. How we do it is instead of going to paint the sauna with some chemical, because right now there are many manufacturers that they are painting black sauna, beautiful. But when you heat up the sauna is what you breathe. So what we discover is why we don't heat treat the wood, why we don't cook the wood, a light wood, we put in an oven for 5 hours, a specific temperature, and it becomes dark. So here we are, we create ourselves a dark wood that doesn't change color, it's not toxic, it doesn't release any kind of substance, and it goes. And the same, then when it lands, for instance, in experience shard, one of the big topics in a spa is the water environment, okay? And where you find water? You find water in the experience showers, in the pools. Even there, we try to figure out, everybody's able to build a pool. You just put some concrete, you put something. But what is the problem of sustainability or green part of the pool? Is heat up the water. How much energy I use to heat up the water? So we discovered, okay, we want to go into the market of the pool. We went to find a manufacturer that give us the best technology to insulate the temperature of the pool. So basically we keep the temperature there without wasting temperature. So we are more green, because we use 45% less energy than any other equipment. And we are not working on just the heater, we are working on the full shed. And the same in the water on the experience shower. Water is a big problem, there is always less water. So, and the experience shower is part of a circuit of a spa. What we did, for instance, is trying to figure out engineering some water jets that they use very low water, but they give you much more effects, and there is all technology behind. Okay. And when we discovered that, we decided to bring to the United States. And as well, like engineering different kind of processes, like one of the most benefits in a spa is to play with a hot and cold. Okay, game. So you can do the hot with the sauna, and the cold, generally you will do it with a Knape tap. So full pool that you walk through like hot and cold water. We decide, for instance, to reduce that pool, and we just spray when the legs goes through. So you save a lot of water, you save chemical. We try to, whatever we do, to find a way that we become sustainable and we don't take resources. And when we take resources, we give them to the earth.
Wow. I love it. Of course, for the people watching, I mean, whether it's a steam generator to your shower, or maybe doing a brand new pool in your backyard, or even designing an entire spa, you have a team of designers and they're internationally recognized. And that's amazing. What's it like working with such amazing designers to bring your ideas to life? And let's talk about the designers that you have as part of your team.
Oh, okay. So our internal designers are such a great team. We actually recently put together, we expanded departments because people, they start to love what we do, especially even like big firms, like bigger important architects. They don't have full competence on the spot. They like to choose interiors and finishes, but they still need a help. So we put together a team of very talented guys from, and it's nice because it's a really international. You have people from Turkey, people from Italy, people from South America. And we create a nice team that has different backgrounds. So everybody's taking a little bit of their knowledge from previous experiences. We're listening to our customers, trying to understand what are really needs that they want to achieve, because sometimes the customer is more looking into the design, sometimes it's more into specific part of treatments, because not all the spa are the same. So our team of designer, first of all, I tell them to listen to the customer, listen what they really want, understand what are the physical needs of the customer. Okay. And then try to interpret it using our products, but try always to customize the experience, to have experience to tailor something around the customer needs.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be the most beautiful looking, because sometimes the most beautiful looking doesn't really work.
Yeah, I love it. You listen to your customers. And for the entrepreneurs watching the show, that's a great lesson right there, to listen to your customers. You might have the greatest thing going, but you want to listen to your customers to make sure what you have can be integrated into your customers' lives to make them happy and give them what they want. And of course, one area that you've done such a remarkable job is in the five-star luxury space. I call it the luxury commercial space. What's it like working with one of these large-scale five-star luxury brands? Is it a different team from your end that you bring in, or do you use the same team for residential and commercial?
This is a good question, because as I mentioned to you, the commercial part is a big part of our operation. So first of all, since those customers, they have different needs, but even different timelines. A commercial project generally starts and takes about 2 years to get to life for where you start to planning it. So it's a long process that requires specific competencies, a specific area of experience. So our team basically decide to create a team first that is specialized in selling those products and to these customers, which for me is a big proud, because when you see your name associated with those big names, we recently did a project with Ritz-Carlton in New York, and we won the award, the hotel won the award as best hotel, luxury hotel of 2023. And we were in all the rooms, in almost all the rooms, actually, there is our steam generators in the spa that actually we provide the consulting at the beginning. We are in the full spa, the men, the women, in the treatment rooms. So we are in a full range of products with all our experience and know-how. And the nice part is that besides doing the bigger project, we have the opportunity to work with architects like Rafael Vinoli. Okay, so real archistars in the industry. Okay, and that was a kind of my dream, because you know, the design for me is very important. Okay. Because there is a product, everybody is able to make a steam generator. If you think we are just boiling the water into the fire, we have fire boiling the water, and the steam is what we take care of. But creating a product that is easy to install, easy to use, easy to maintain, and deliver exceptional things, and is also looking beautiful, is a different kind of level, okay? Because you combine all our senses. So having those designers, those very famous architects, using our products in commercial environments, and then knowing that super VIP or like people that we read on the newspaper, they are using it, is even more products for us.
Wow. It's awesome. And of course, a lot of times we think about the sauna itself and we think about the wood, or what I call the timber. And in your particular case, you've made a commitment to really only use this certain timber that I'll call sort of eco-friendly timber, right? So you don't use timber that results in deforestation of the trees. You don't use any trees that are risking extinction. How important is that to your team?
It's very important. I mentioned before, sustainability is still part of our business. We take resources for the earth and we need to give back. So using programs that they avoid deforestation and they replant, they reseed woods is very important. Another thing is, like, you know, wood is a natural material and different woods come from different areas of the world. So also optimization of transportation is a big topic, okay? Because I can have beautiful wood from Canada or beautiful wood from Southern America, but if I have to ship that first of all to Italy, have a lot of work in Italy, and then ship it out, I'm poisoning the environment with a lot of pollution from the transportation and all this stuff. So we're trying also to find woods that are local, that they are different, that all our suppliers, they are supplying with the deforestation program, that they guarantee that we're not taking enough much resources from the earth, the planet. And in the same way, we are trying also to play with these materials. So we're trying to play with different colors. And that is the nice part of working with natural material, because they look different, even if it's from the same plants, the same different, the same area. So the part of the sustainability of the business is definitely a big part and something that we're going to look into even more in the future.
Yeah, I love it. And I would imagine your team loves that you've made that commitment as well. And I'm sure that's something they can hang their hat on when they're going out to talk to homeowners or these five-star hotels. And everybody's really into that right now. Everybody wants that. And you're leading the way. Now, I know I've only cut out a certain amount of time. You've only cut out a certain amount of time for me. You're busy winning awards and doing five-star hotels and doing luxury saunas. I have a geeky question for you now. The sauna, the home sauna. Is there a certain number of degrees that is the optimal sauna degree? And how many minutes should maybe a beginner go into the sauna? Is that something that you get asked, and is that something you get into?
100%. One of the most common questions that when we're trying to approach a potential customer that is looking for a sauna is, but how long should I stay? And my answer straight is, as much as you like. Okay. Why? Because everybody is different. But I'm telling you a few secrets. The same sauna can be used in different time, different kind of treatment. For instance, a real dry sauna, it works with about 194 Fahrenheit and 20% of humidity. So a very dry area and very high temperature. In fact, you cannot achieve such high temperature if the humidity is very high, because the sauna works well when you have very low humidity, the dry sauna, the Finnish sauna. But not everybody can enjoy that, because if you have heart problems or something, it's very difficult to enjoy the sauna for an extended period of time. So my suggestion eventually is that you can use the same sauna with a lower temperature and a little bit of humidity, just putting a little bit of water, and you create what in Europe we call Mediterranean sauna, which is very good to cold your, to take care of your cold, your running nose, or all this kind of stuff. And it's good also for kids, for the immune system. But again, what time when they ask me this, is important how much you stay in the sauna, but not as much important as the full process, like taking a cold shower before going in the sauna, cleaning up everything, going the sauna just with a towel in cotton, not any synthetic or not any chemical textile around your body. Okay. Lay down in the sauna is very important to lay down. Why? Because more higher you go, more the temperature stratificate. And if your head is not at the same height of your feet, you feel different temperature. So lay down. If you feel that your sauna has, if your sauna has multiple level of benches, try to start from the lower one because the temperature is lower. Okay. Stay 5-10 minutes. Relax. Don't think. Relax. Try to relax your mind. And after the maximum that you can reach, well, you don't need to reach the maximum. You can also stay for a certain time that you decide that you feel good. Go out and take a shower. Clean up your sweat. It's very important. And right after, lay down and relax. The full process is very important. But don't forget to drink something, because when you sweat, you release a lot of mineral from your body. So is it very important to get very good hydrated? So drink after. I recommend some very good tea, very relaxing tea. And if you like the process, repeat. And you can repeat in loop as much as you can. But it's very important after the hot sauna to have something that closes the pores. Now in the new centers, I'm giving you this spoiler. Now we have some technology that we can recreate a snow, a real snow in your spa. So with real cannon, exactly the same that you have in the slopes, we can put in your spa and you can have a room that after the sauna, you can jump into the snow, recreating the real, real ancient Finnish tradition. So whatever you do the sauna, as much as you can do, remember to drink water or something that's good, relax, and after the hot, go on the cold.
Wow. I love it. A snow room. This is fantastic. This is going to be the new thing. You've heard it from the person I'm calling the king of the king of wellness, Mr. Federico. I mean, this has been fantastic. Listen, before I let you go, I want to talk about entrepreneurship. I mean, you started, you had a small team, you started building, you got the wave going. Here you are. You've got a great team. It's a bigger team. For the younger entrepreneurs, Federico, watching this show, maybe they're hitting a tough time. Maybe they're freezing in the frame a little bit. What type of advice can you give to fellow entrepreneurs about keep on pushing sort of when the going gets tough?
That's a good question. It's a good question because if I have to see whatever is happening in the last 9 years has been a roller coaster. Okay. So first of all, don't expect that everything is easy. It's not that because you are an entrepreneur is easy, somebody will buy, somebody will take care of me. No, you need to work hard. I mean, it's true that you need to work smart, but there is still a lot of hard work. Hard work in organizing everything. Okay. So it means that if you have to develop an idea, develop the full idea. Don't just, okay, I'm going to make the sales that somebody will deliver. Try to think and excel in each part of the process. Try to do the best. This is when you want to offer a quality experience. Second thing that I would say is like nothing start if there is no sale. So it doesn't make sense. I see a lot of entrepreneurs that they start saying, oh, I'm going to create the infrastructure and then I'm going to start sale. To me, that is totally wrong. Because if there is sales, there is money to generate all the rest. Otherwise, you're going to create a hole, a financial hole, even before starting the process. So my idea, and also you don't have a feedback from the market if your products, your service work. So it's true that that sometimes leads to mistakes, but also are the mistakes that are going to help you to be more strong, but to grow on the next level. The third thing that I would say, think big. Because when you are an entrepreneur and you think only about what they need for tomorrow, you're never going to be seeing the bigger picture. So try to see the bigger picture at the hand and try to plan your company if it's very small, as it is a big dog, let's say like that, because that will help you and will give to your team the vision of where you're going. And the fourth advice that they will say is share with your team where you want to go and what are the achievements and celebrate it. So every year, at the end of the year, we do a team meeting to the full company. Everybody, including also who does the, let's say, the not only the management, but everybody, installers, everybody that is in this company, everybody. and we show what we achieve in the here, what we did, what are the goals for the future. And that helps a lot because it's telling to everybody, guys, we did an incredible job. Nobody were expecting some results even last year, but we did it. Okay. And we got ready for the big fight. This is an advice that I would recommend to do with all the entrepreneurs that they're starting an activity and they're starting to grow.
I love it. Of course, I had a chance to work with some of your team leading up to the interview. They're phenomenal. I mean, they got back to me right away. Everybody's available. Everybody has a great attitude. I love it. And of course, if you're looking to be the first person to have a snow room on your block, of course, reach out to Federico and the team at Perfect Wellness Group. Of course, he's doing such great work in the team at luxury hotels and spas and really changing the dynamic when it comes to very unique luxury wellness solutions for your home or your commercial situation or space. So Federico Keiko, I want to thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today. This has been fantastic.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Nice to meeting you and never stop dreaming.